So if you look at the sine wave from a mathematical mindset, you can pretty much overlay multiple sine waves to get any kind of wave you want. A tooth wave, a pointed wave, any kind of wave, you know, you could create with different overlays. And so the sine wave is pretty much the clock. Up and down, up and down, up and down. So you can plot that as around and around and around the clock, right? So the sine wave and the clock are the same. The sine wave is cycles. The clock is cycles. Now when you look at a sine wave, you see a peak at the top and a peak at the bottom, right? When you look at a clock, you see 12 o'clock noon and 12 o'clock midnight. And it just, there's a peak and a bottom. It just keeps repeating. 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, up and down, up and down. Plotted on the sine wave of the clock is still the same concept. And so when you take a clock or a sine wave and you gaze upon it, you see a repeat. And I don't care what it is, a drama is a sine wave. A musical is a sine wave. Music itself is a sine wave. Listen to this. Sine wave. Up and down. Let's see what the next one is. Sine wave. Sine wave. Go back to the first track. I think that's the best. So the sine wave, up and down. Hear that? So that sine wave can be plotted just like my tire on this car here. Around and around a circle, but it can be plotted as a sine wave. I got 60 miles in gas and 37 to go. You know, a lot of people think you're a genius. Well, I do have math and engineering background, but decoding is not about genius. It's about God revealing it to you. And maybe that is the Holy Spirit is the genius, you know. But it's really simple. And you take, so you look at the sine wave, and then you take the words and you break them into parts, and you see there's only four words in this reality that you're dealing with: cut, turn, union, flow. I don't care what activity you're doing. I don't care if it's a farmer. I don't care if it's a husband and wife making a baby. I don't care if it's your thoughts. I don't care if it's your eating. I don't care if it's your chewing. I don't care if it's your blood in your body. I don't care if it's medical, psychological. I don't care what it is. Those four words are the only four words in this reality. They unfold. It you might not see it until you really focus on it. Cut, turn, union, flow. So we got the sine wave. That's a root concept. Up and down, up and down, up and down. That's a turn, right? If you take the sine wave and you really flip it 90 degrees, it's the snake nailed to the cross. There's your cut, your piercing. The waves is the turn. Union. The sine wave nailed to the cross. That you might be in union with God through Christ, what happened at the cross. Flow, and the blood is the flow. The discourse out of your mouth is the flow, but the river flowing is the flow. You can't drink water unless it's flowing. Stagnated water is not good for you. It needs to flow. Stagnated air is not good for you. It needs to flow. Stagnated anything is not good for you. It has to flow. The currency between the banks, the bankers, has to flow. The current between the banks has to flow, and the currency between the bankers has to flow, because it's all connected. I'm giving you the whole pie. I'm giving you the whole truth. I really am. It took a long time to get there, and it took giving up everything. I mean, everything. I wanted to know what this place was. So you got the sine wave. You got four root words, cut, turn, union, flow. Then you got the archetypes, the types and shadows. The archetypes. The archway. I studied the other side just to see where they're coming from, and so they'll try to say that Jesus and the devil are brothers. They'll actually worship the devil and point to archways and openings like he's the one that created the arch, when he's not, God did. The overarching patterns of life, the root code, the root source, the overarching patterns. And so when you watch movies or you listen to music, mankind cannot think outside of the scripture. So I don't care who it is, whether he's saved or unsaved, I don't care who it is. If they write a script, it's inside scripture. There's no new story. There's no new game. There's no new anything, nothing new under the sun. So if the script writer writes a story, it's either a love story, a horror story, a victory story, or a time travel story. Jesus came down, split space time, came down into this horror show. It's a cutting field, and you're not going to make it unless you run to Jesus. You're not going to make it. You're going to be beat up. Life's going to hit you so bad, you ain't even going to know what. You don't know which way you're going. You're every which way but loose. Unless you run to Jesus. So that's the horror show. He came down, split space time. Then he went through the cross. That's the love story. He took on, no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. So Jesus went to the cross for the body of Christ, for the elect. He went for the whole world, but not everybody's going to receive it. He went to the cross for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So there's the giving and receiving right there. That's an overarching pattern. You got to give to receive. Give and receive. I got somebody in the real world I've been trying to help and give and support. And every time I give something, it might be something that I even got for free. It's like I get blessed. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. It's impossible. If you help somebody in need, or you're trying to pull somebody up out of a ditch that they got themselves into, or somebody else got them into, or whatever, trust me, God's going to make a way. So he went to the cross to gather his elect, and so gather is a root word. So you know how people gather the fruit on the berries and the fruit, people used to be hunter-gatherers, so that's what I was saying. When you go around the neighborhood, start gathering wood, it gives you this this base instinct of who you really are from the earth. To gather, to get her, to get heirs. So the man wants to get her, bring her in to his home, take care of her. God is getting heirs. Get heirs. The body of Christ. Joint heirs. The bride of Christ. And that is no way, no way, shape, or form calling the man the female. But what it is a type of shadow that God is so powerful and high and lifted up that the human is weak. The flesh is nothing but sin. The flesh is nothing but weakness. And compared to God, so you got the man who's strong, you got the woman who's the weaker vessel. So there's your type and shadow. It has nothing to do with trying to flip the man and the woman. And these people are crazy trying to do stuff like that. They're crazy. They're really insane. There's a man and there's a woman for a reason. It's a type and shadow. Yeah, the woman's equal to the man spiritually, if she's saved. I learned a lot from a lot of women online that I talked to. I mean, there's three or four that, I mean, I really learned a lot from over the years. They have some good insight. Really, they really do. A woman, if you really think about a woman, so the man's at work all day, and he's working, and he's struggling to pay the bills and all that. Woman's sitting there meditating. She might be taking care of the children in the house, but she has time to be alone in quietness. And see, here's the problem. If you're got the music on, somebody's putting those thoughts in your mind, and it's not your thoughts. This is serious. This is really serious. Are those your thoughts? Somebody's putting thoughts in your mind. Is it the radio? Is it the TV? Is it the music? What is it? Those thoughts are not your thoughts. You're an AI program, and you don't even know it. By cutting off the music, you wake up. If you cut off the music for 21 days, you probably never cut it back on, because you become self-aware then. The noise of the system. You cut the TV off and you cut the music off, you will move to a higher realm of understanding. You will start to be yourself. Right now, by listening to their music and their news and their media and their TV and all the TikTok and Facebook, it's all a program to program you. Well, I'm going to watch a television program. No, you're being programmed. That's not the program. You're being programmed. And when you cut off that music, you exponentially grow. Why? Because the music's a sine wave, the sin wave. Now, if it's worship music, that's a different story, or classical. But when they have all these words bombarding you, and they don't, and notice how they just say the same words over and over. What's the rock and roll song? Another One Bites the Dust. Another One Bites the Dust. Another, you keep saying that over and over and over. It changes your way of thinking. Another One Bites the Dust. Like, somebody's going to bite the dust. Oh, that's cool. Somebody, I'm going to rise up, and Another One Bites the Dust. That's not loving your neighbor. So every song that you listen to that is a secular song is taking away the mind of Christ from you, for real. And so you think I'm lying, I'm serious. All you have to do is try the spirits and test it. Do, if you can't cut the music off for 21 days, it controls you. If you can't cut the cigarettes off for 21 days, it controls you. If you can't cut the drinking off for 21 days, it controls you. If you can't cut the music off, it controls you. If you can't cut anything off, you're being controlled like an AI robot. I'm not joking. I wish I was, but I'm not. And don't beat yourself up if you've done it all your life, because we all have, you know. I used to listen to rock and roll music all the time. I didn't like country music. I didn't like rap music. I didn't like country. I didn't like pop. I like rock and roll music. That's all I listened to. I didn't like it. But then one day something clicked. A rock and roll song came on, and part of the lyrics said, "Deny your Savior." And the beat of the song was like perfect. But when I heard those lyrics, I said, I'm done with that song. And then I started meditating on it. By the grace of God, He allowed me. When I cut the music, for some reason, I cut the music off. Something told me to cut the music off. It wasn't a person, it wasn't anybody. It was just something in my spirit that cut the music off, and I never went back. So when I didn't go back to the music, it was an exponential awakening. There's different levels of being awake. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. So the love story, the victory story, where He rose again. Now, He sent back the Holy Spirit, and so that's the time travel movies. Now, you might say, how's that? Now, how am I able to read your mind before? How am I able? I'm not where you are. I might even be in a different time zone. I might even be 10 years later if you hear this. He sent back the Holy Spirit. How's that a time travel movie? How's that a time travel movie? For real, how is it? The way it's a time travel movie is you're here as a copy of Jesus walking in his stead. You're ambassadors. You're a per son, per the son. You're walking in his shoes down here in his stead. He said, greater works you will do, right? The Bible says you will do greater works. You can reach more people. I must have reached at least 10 million people until they censored me. And I'm still reaching about 200 a day on the websites. And I've got other ways to reach people. I'm not going to tell the Illuminati my game. Because they always, every time you tell them your game, they always try to make a roadblock, you know. But there's a way to reach people. You might have to go in pretending to be somebody, not change your name or anything, but just trying to pretend to, your motive is to win souls. It's not that you're lying to them or really doing anything wrong, but you're talking at their level. Apostle Paul said, I've learned to become all things to all men that I might win some. You understand where they're at. It's once you hit the spirit mind, it's hard to go back to the flesh mind thing, but you know how it is. And you don't want to hang out there too long, because if you hang out in the flesh mind too long, you'll start to pull those patterns back. You want to stay in the spirit mind. That's why you get in and get out, you know, because the flesh mind will mess you up. You can fall. He that is spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into the same condemnation. So, that's Galatians 6:1. So my point is, why are you here? Because you're a time traveler. You don't want to be a time traveler. You want to be out of time. But while you're here in time, you're a time traveler. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, but you're walking in time. Time, everybody say, I want to be a time traveler. You already are. I want to be a teleporter. You already are. Every step you take is a teleportation. Space don't really exist. Time don't really exist. If I'm over there, I'm here. T-H-E-R-E. There is here. H-E-R-E with a T. It's all a projection from the cross. Where are you? W-H-E-R-E. Where is here? Here is there. There is at the cross. We're here. We're everywhere. We're at the cross. It's a projection. It's like a video game or a... It's a repeat story. It's a fractal repeat. And so, the horror show, the love story, the victory, the time traveler, all of it's encoded at the cross. What happened at the cross? And that story's playing out every day, every moment. It's playing inside, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, in your flesh, in your DNA, in your cells, in your... in the gasoline in your car, that same flesh versus spirit is playing out in your gasoline turning into a vapor. The same story is playing out, the air in your tire, the tear, king of tear, the king of tire, the tears. Your flesh is nothing but, your flesh body's a tear. It needs the spirit. It's evil. It's wicked. It's going to the grave. It's got to burn up. Anything that's wood, hay, and stubble's got to burn up. So your body, the earth, everything in the natural is going to burn up because you're going to get a spiritual body, and the earth's going to get its new spiritual body. You're going to get a new body. The earth's going to get a new body. It's a body ship. The angels have a ship, a body ship. You have a body ship. The cats and the dogs and the bugs and everything has a body ship. This is all going to burn up. There's going to be a renovation. And you won't have to eat. You won't have to sleep. You'll just be worshiping, praising God. I'm sure he'll allow you to take a break, do something. But you'll get to the point where, I think, in the spirit mind, everything else will be born. Right now, you can't think that way. You can't. Well, I can't imagine just praising God forever. Well, you're doing it right now anyway. You just don't know it. I hate to tell you. Every time you eat and drink something, you're eating and drinking. You're pointing back to Jesus. Every time you do anything in your car, at home, communication with your girlfriend, your wife, everything that you do, giving your children a hug, it's all pointing back to the glory of God. It's all really a worship service. You're actually in a worship service 24/7, 7 days a week, for real. And that's what they don't want you to see. That's why all the noise and all the distraction and all the Gentile music and the cults and the isms and the religions and the division and the fighting and the wars, it's all to get you out of worship. If you really want to know the whole truth, everything that you're doing is a worship service. And it's also, everything that you're doing is a repeat of the story of the cross. You go to work, you pierce that time clock, you punch the time clock, you slide the time card, you pierce it. And then you work your 40 hours, 40 years in the wilderness. You work your 40 hours typing shadows, being in the wilderness for 40 hours. Then you get your paycheck. You give and you receive. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, receiveth, shall not perish but have everlasting life. So everything that you're doing is telling that same story of what happened at the cross. And also, it's a worship service. And also, it's outside of time. It's outside of space. Time don't exist. You're actually at source. And you're actually eating and drinking of source. But you don't know it. And it seems from the flesh mind that every point and everything is separate. But it's not. It's all source. It's all from the source. It's a projection. And it's a fractal, multidimensional story. And so as you would walk, there's an episode on, I forget the name of the series, but you can find it. There's an episode, it's called Do You See What I See? It was an episode on Amazon or something. And they change characters. They turn into cartoon characters, they turn into different kind of characters, you know, paper characters, stuff like that. But it was the same personalities and the same people and the same story. And so it doesn't matter if it's 1D, 2D, 3D, 5D, 7D, 9D, 11D, 14D. It's the same story. It's a multidimensional story. And it doesn't matter the story that you're speaking, you're in. The Bible that you're reading, you're in. So the movie Never Ending Story, he was reading a book, but it was really about him. The very book he was reading was about him. And so you look at the angels up in heaven worshiping God and the glorified saints, you're actually worshiping God. You just don't know it. And it took me a long time to see it. Everything that you're doing is a worship service. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Drawing on a piece of paper, it's all a worship service. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God, the Bible says. It's happening. It's moving that way. What people have to do is move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind to see it. It's a process, but the cares of this life drown it out, shut you down, shut it up. It's a box. The reason they give you so many boxes is to shut you down, to shut your mind down. You can't be a free thinker. See, if you become a free thinker, you might take a few wrong paths. You might go to the guru or the Gnostic or the Wiccans or something. But if God is calling you to himself, you're going to head to the right path eventually. You're going to be on the right path eventually. So anyway, I've got 10 minutes and I got to get some gas, I think. So long story short, the sine wave, the cross, cut, turn, union, flow. The alphabet is decoded. It all points back to Jesus. God controls the languages. It doesn't matter if it's Chinese or Phoenician or Spanish. It all goes back to the same source. All the babies say Ma in the whole world. Why? Because the M is water, A is blood. The baby comes out and says Ma, 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 Ma. Why? Because it broke the water and the blood. Why does the baby call the mama Ma? because when the baby came out, it split the water, it split the matrix, and the water had to come out, and the blood had to come out. Ma, it's right there. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. All the signs on the side of the highway I just saw. S-I-G-N means sign of the cross. It's right in our face. Trees, all these trees. I'm surrounded by trees. I don't even know where I'm at, but I'm just like, it's like surrounded completely. It's like they're encroaching upon me right here. It's like I'm cutting a groove through a forest on the highway. I hope I get back home. I don't see any gas station. It says 10 miles. But anyway, tree, true, faithful faith. The guard railing on the side, the railing. If you take the word rail and unfold it, it's a biblical truth. It's a worship service. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. In Him we are sustained. He sustains all things. By Him all things consist. C-O-N is together. And then you got S-I-S-T. So what would cyst represent? The material realm. The material realm. Sister. Get a brother and a sister. My sister, my spouse, my beloved, right? So man should marry a woman that feels like his sister, his spouse, his beloved. He loves her. It's like a sister. He can talk to her. His beloved. Not marry your sister, but marry your sister spiritually. And so my sister, my spouse, my beloved, when God is a spirit and He made creation, it was a material realm, universe, galaxy, Milky Way. The woman has milk. The woman's called a gal. So the material realm, or matter, represents the piece cut off. Eve is a piece cut off being cut back in. So when she finds Adam, she feels complete. She feels whole. She doesn't mind taking on his last name. That's the deal, people. So the material realm is being cut back into the spirit realm. That's why the earth will be renovated by fire, and eventually it will be renovated to its new spiritual bodyship, just like you will have a new spiritual bodyship. I gave you the whole truth. That's everything. You can break it into more parts if you want, and you can enjoy it. You can actually unfold all the things I said in different directions. You'll come back. You'll spiral out, but you'll come back to what I just said. You'll spiral out for everything I just said, and you'll spiral right back into what I just said. Forget the physicists. Forget the secular mathematicians, physicists, the psychologists. They don't know. They're trying to figure out with the evolution, all that. No, it's a created story. 7 days. It can't be in 7 days. Yeah, it can. Because you're thinking with the flesh mind and not the spirit mind. That's it. Everything spirals out from the Logos. And everything's spiraling back to the Logos. Your flesh mind is a birthing process. The spirit mind is oneness and unity with God Almighty. It is the mind of Christ. If you can hear me, you might just have the mind of Christ and don't even know it.